On the Bigger Breakfast Show this morning, could you afford to buy an iPad for your kid for school? What if it was vital for their education? Well, a school in Peterborough is asking students to buy the tablet so kids can use it during lessons. Not everyone's happy. Well, what do you think? 81333 on text. Start your message with the word CAM. 08459 25 2000. Let's speak to Andy Robertson. He's got three young kids and runs a blog called Geek Dad. Morning, Geek Dad.
Morning, how's it going?
It's going very well, thank you. Good idea or bad idea?
I think, I mean, the iPad's a great tool to have in the classroom, but maybe sort of the assumption that every child needs one is maybe not one you need to sort of follow. But I think to have that sort of technology in the school is a positive thing, but it needs to be managed in the right way.
Yeah, I mean, can you run whole lessons on it? Can you do away with the in Andy Harper's case, the chalk and slate, the pen and paper? Can you do away with all that?
I think for certain things, the iPad is really good, and it's very sort of multifaceted. It has lots of functions that it can provide in the classroom, but it needs to sort of get, we need to get away from thinking it's the one peg that fits all holes sort of thing. So use it where it's appropriate. I think really if the school owns them, like I really like the Fitch Green Academy approach, where they have a bunch of them and they use them in certain scenarios.
Hmm. But in this case, I think parents in Peterborough are going to be asked to pay for their own. I mean, that's a heck of a lot of cash to find, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the danger is, you know, where you're using this sort of technology is access to it and sort of to perpetuate the sense that some students will have it and some students won't is slightly problematic, I think.
Well, my issue is this. I mean, when I was at school, it was bad enough for me as a kid queuing up for free school dinners, you know, and then not having the right jeans on because parents couldn't afford it. Imagine mum and dad can't afford, you know, an iPad. Even queuing for the school one sets you apart, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't expect parents to contribute towards particular books either. So I think, I can see the sort of the ethos behind it. Obviously, they're wanting to give more access than they can afford to provide just on their own budgets. But perhaps there's another way to provide that.
Yeah, I mean, would you be worried your kids weren't learning to write as well?
Well, I think, I mean, my kids, I've got three young kids, and, you know, they learn in very different ways. So again, I think some of them would really enjoy using the iPad, and that would be really good for them. But others, you know, they don't sort of incline that way. And I think, you know, other styles of learning would suit them better.
Yeah. Is it used elsewhere? Do other schools use iPads? A number of people have commented on our Facebook saying, you know, technology is used in schools right across the world.
Yeah, I think the story here isn't the use of the iPad, it's how it's being funded. And as I mentioned before, that Fitch Green Academy is one I've looked at, and they do a really clever thing of using different technology and iPads and iPods and like cameras, and to integrate that into their learning. But it's something that school has provided, and like, as I say, it's seen as a tool that they can reach for in particular scenarios rather than a sort of a one-size-fits-all.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk more about it later. Thank you for coming on this morning, Andy. Appreciate that. Andy Robertson from the blog Geek Dad. He's got three young kids.